That's Princess Chelsea with Respect the Labourers. Morena Chelsea, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
It's lovely to chat to you today. I love that track so much. The saxophone at the end is just such a triumphant way to, underline the message of that song.
it's very E Street Band.
Yes, yeah, big Bruce Springsteen vibes. we're chatting to you because you've just put out a brilliant new single called Everything Is Going To Be Alright. Fairly tongue-in-cheek, but also there's like a genuine kernel of optimism in the new music you're working on by the sounds of things. What have you been getting up to?
Yeah, so I've been working on another album.
Yay.
It is what I'd call a positive kind of sounding album. So yeah, it's very guitar based, which is I guess the point of difference from the other ones. So I'm kind of arranging a lot of guitars instead of synths.
That's cool. That is quite different for you.
Yeah, I've sort of dabbled in it a bit with like growing older on the last album. I had fun kind of arranging guitars, but I think I've been quite inspired by my live band, the musicians I play with live, and how they interpret a lot of the tracks. I think quite often my stuff ends up sounding better live.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
It must be really nice to see how your friends, you know, who you play with, interpret the stuff you've been working on your own. Does it sort of go in directions you weren't expecting quite often?
Yeah, it really can. It's an interesting one when you're a sort of producer or whatever and you've come to the table with a track that's finished and you're wanting it to, you don't just want people to copy what's there, but you still want to retain sort of some element of creative control.
Yeah.
Because I think for the most part, there is usually someone that is. it's like collaborating. It's a fun process. And I think we've sort of all got to know each other quite well. We've been playing for 4 years together.
Yeah.
And it's a really good, that's really cool. I'm looking forward to playing live.
Tell us a wee bit about this first single, Everything Is Going To Be Alright. What were you sort of, I guess, processing or working through when you were writing this track?
So I was, I started it back in, I think, 2019, and I pretty much had like a mental breakdown, essentially. Not that funny, but, you know, I can laugh now. I can laugh because it's me.
Yeah, exactly.
And it sort of was a pretty tough time, so I was kind of writing that song kind of in the beginning of it, I guess. And I ended up like, I guess that's like sort of a scared sounding song that's trying to like let yourself know that it's going to be okay, but it's sort of not that convincing. I think the minor chords might have something to do with it.
Funnily enough, yes.
Yeah, but like then I sort of shelved it and I just finished it earlier this year, like at the beginning of the year. And since then, like I took a couple of years off and then I've been working on music again, but with the idea that I'm documenting experience like that, but from a point of getting over it as opposed to being in it.
Yeah. Yeah. That must be quite cathartic in a way to come back to that track with some space and distance from it and be able to process it in a way that's not necessarily like less raw, but with hindsight and a little bit of an arm's length from that original scenario.
Yeah, I think like, I mean, music is cathartic for people that make it and for people that listen to it as well. So like I was in my head, I sort of consciously set out to make something that would be hopefully comforting for people by the time I'd finish this album. And part of comfort can be like, I love putting on like Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks and crying. That's quite good.
Yeah.
But part of comforting can be listening to something that's got a positive message. So yeah, there's quite a few positive mantras coming up on this album. Was but that... also some minor chords.
Yeah, just to balance it out a little bit.
Yeah, can't be too happy on. No one takes you seriously, Rachel.
I know, it's hard, it's hard. It is interesting though, actually, like we laugh about that, but I think particularly for women or femme music makers, there is an element of how do you get, you know, a song that's earnest or very personal to be taken seriously. I think this is maybe less so an issue for someone like yourself, Chelsea, who's been around for a long time and, you know, you've got a great fan base and stuff, but it is definitely something I'm sure you've experienced. All women I know who have made music or make art experience it in various ways. How do you feel when you're writing? Do you ever think about how people might respond to it, or are you thinking about how you would want to respond to it if you were a listener?
Well, I mean, I think that, like, I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about whether other people would like the stuff.
Yeah.
However, I do tend to write for what I would like, because I feel like I trust my taste and everything. Yeah. And, you know, you can get down a pretty weird headspace if you start writing for what you think other people might like. I guess on a project like this, like if you're writing pop music, like super pop, I guess that's what you think about. But yeah, it's funny these days what can be a hit, because I've had some stuff that's really connected with people that I didn't expect to. So I think if you stick to your guns, at least for me, that's a good recipe for success, shall we say.
Yeah, I would say. And so there's going to be a bit of guitar, there's going to be some positive mantras. How else would you sort of, I guess, tease the new record? Because I'm really interested as to hear a little bit about this, because those are kind of maybe not things people would have expected from a new album from you, Chelsea.
Oh yeah, okay. what else? Sorry, what's the question? What else about
What else can we expect from this record?
Oh, okay. Well, generally my stuff's still pretty is esoteric the right word? I've fully forgotten how to speak English. varied, whatever the clever word for varied is. So like I reckon that I can't help but have like 60s sounding stuff.
Yeah.
But then there's also like just weird ass synths which aren't 60s at all. So it's kind of like this, it's always been a bit of a melting pot.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it provides a varied album, so there'll be that.
Cool.
There's definitely a power pop, leaning towards power pop even on there.
Cool, that's exciting.
Yeah, maybe I'm inspired by like the Beths or something.
Nice.
And what else? Oh, there's a really long ass track at the end that I'm just finishing now. There's That's lots exciting. Of vocal canons, yeah, which is like, you know, when you say something and then you just basically repeat it again halfway through, and it's, you know, it's like it's all very easy, but it sounds really complicated.
That's very exciting. I'm so keen to hear this. I would love to know, before we listen to the track, a little bit about the video for this one, Chelsea, because it's got some sheep, it's got some good wigs. What's been going on? How did you create this one?
I went down to Glenorchy and went to a petting farm, and just, you know, you have your cell phone on you, so like just ended up filming, but we weren't like planning on shooting a music video, and just got this really good shot of alpacas and some sheep that sort of lasted for about 3 minutes.
Oh wow.
And usually a 3 minute clip is really, you know, gets boring after like, I don't know, 10 seconds. but for some reason I felt like this was really transfixing.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that's a music video right there. Don't need to do anything to it. And then I was like, oh yeah, I should do something to it. So then I kind of bookended it with, I hate to say it, but like kind of this David Lynch inspired
nice
thing. It's like, I'm Mulholland Drive specifically, like kind of like this Chelsea in this kind of fantasy land, I guess, which is like telling myself it's going to be all right, bookending it, I guess. And then the end, I'm kind of just look creepy and not really convincingly happy.
It's always got a little a little bit of salt in there as well, which I like.
Yeah, it's a $0 video again. Like, I'm doing some videos with budget, so I'm paying other people to make them. But I specialize in $0 ones.
You do make a very strong $0 video. Like, you wouldn't, as a viewer, you wouldn't know it's a $0 video, but they're very, very good.
I like the $0 ones.
Yeah. I think we see it when we, like, get, you know, the 48-hour film festival. You get some amazingly creative things come out of having no budget, you know? It's like, oh, okay, well, we can't pay for that, so how do we make a janky version of it at home, you know?
Yeah. No, it's cool. I mean, it's just time, really, that stuff takes. And I don't charge myself for my time. So.
Exactly. Chelsea, I'm so excited to hear more from this new project. It sounds great. Have you got any sort of timelines you can tease for us? If it's all still secret, squirrel, no worries. But
no, I mean, like, it's sort of a little bit up in the air because of Omicron and stuff.
Yep.
But I'm hoping that it's coming out this year, and I intend to release a new single every couple of months.
Fantastic.
And it won't come out till closer to the end of the year, but that's what people do these days. They release all their bloody singles first. Well, to get as much attention as possible.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I'm very glad that you have put this single out, because it's great. It feels like a good song for the week we're all kind of experiencing at the moment. So
not an easy time.
No, not at all. But we appreciate your music, Chelsea, and appreciate your chat. Thanks for speaking with us this morning.
Okay, cool, and have a good day.
You too. We'll talk again soon. Ka kite.
Bye.
Love can be. It's brave to be.